The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Adudankwa Akufo-Addo, says Ghana risks going hippie again if what he describes as the mad rush for loans is not checked. He said it is worrying that since President Mills assumed office less than 3 years ago, the country has accumulated about $10 billion in debt. To him, it is even more disturbing that there are not many things to show for the huge debt accrued. Nana Akufo-Addo was delivering the first ever Liberty Lecture organized by the Dankwa Institute in Accra. Bubu Klinogo and Georgette Cole attended the lecture and have filed this report.
The Liberty Lecture, the organizers say, is a celebration and recognition of the contributions of the many individuals and events that led to Ghana's attainment of independence on March 6, 1957. These include the activities of the Aborigines Rights Protection Society, co-founded by JWC, J.P. Brown, G.A. Kesley Hefford, and John Mensah Sabah on August 4, 1897, as well as the United Gold Coast Convention, which was also coincidentally formed on August 4, 50 years later. Nana Adudankwa Akufo-Addo says he cannot understand that at this time, when the prices of Ghana's main export commodities like gold and cocoa are at all-time high, in addition to the newfound oil, the nation is still in haste to contract loans under ridiculous terms and conditions. He said the time has come for the strengthening of local institutions with the belief that what anyone can do anywhere, Ghanaians can do same and even better.
Ghana's manufacturing industry continues to be saddled with challenges that can be effectively addressed with foreign policy. The cost of production, producer price index, continues to increase. While we are told that inflation, the consumer price index, is at an all-time low. 40 years ago, India had no pharmaceutical industry of note, and yet it took a strategic policy of the state, starting with the Patent Act of 1970, to support the private sector to make India the world's second largest pharmaceutical industry today, with over 20,000 drug manufacturers. Ghana and Nigeria have the biggest pharmaceutical industries in the whole of West and Central Africa.
Nana Akufo-Addo also promised to make education free up to the SHS level, which shall be the first point of termination of formal education. He said the cost may be high, but the cost of not doing it is far more expensive.
For thousands of JSS students drop out of the education system each year because they cannot afford tuition fees to move on to senior high school. What do we expect them to do? What opportunities are available to them? How competitive can they be in this global economy? Too many of our children, nearly a quarter of a million each year, graduate from our senior high school without access to our university or the necessary skills for the job market. Data from the Ghana Living Standards Survey report of the fifth round, GLSS 5, September 2008, indicates that about 31% of adults, representing a little over 4 million people, have never been to school. I believe that our ability to overcome these challenges will determine the future of our country. That is why I have repeatedly pledged to make education the foundational issue of the next MPP government.
He promised to embark on a vigorous industrialization drive to transform the country in 10 years. Former President J. A. Kufuor was among a host of dignitaries who attended the lecture. The embattled former boss of the Cardiothoracic Center of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Professor Kwabena Frimpong-Boateng, was giving a standing ovation as a show of solidarity.
Bubu Klinogo and Georgette Cole filed that report.